Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. Happy weekend to you. I'm Frank Rush. Nice to have you along. And we are going to talk a little bit about something that a lot of people have had to deal with family members, and that's strokes. And for that topic, we go to one of the experts in our area. Beth Harrison is the stroke team leader for Union Health. Beth, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good to have you with us. So explain to me a little bit for folks to understand, what does a stroke team leader, what do you do?
Here at Union Hospital, we are an accredited stroke program. We're a primary stroke center through the Hospital Accreditation Corporation. And what we do is, as a stroke team lead, we ensure that stroke patients receive the best possible care as soon as they hit our doors until they're discharged.
And that can be a lot, because there's a lot of things that you guys do when a patient comes in. Explain to us, first of all, I guess, how do we know when someone is suffering a stroke? Because it may not be terribly obvious, and it may take a while to realize that.
That is correct. What we teach patients to look for signs of stroke, we use the word FAST, F-A-S-T. What you want to look for is their face. Is one side drooping? Is their corner of their mouth drooping, or is their eye drooping? And we want to look at their arms. If you can have them hold their arms out or their hands, and if they hold them out straight and they have trouble holding up one side of their body and it's weaker or it drips down as they try to hold them up, or if their speech is garbled, or if they're having trouble finding the right words. And the T stands for time, and that's because we want you to get to the hospital as fast as possible. So if you think of the word FAST, face, arm, speech, time, and that is the signs of a stroke that, in the community, and that's when you need to get to the hospital if you have any one of those symptoms.
Is there only one kind of stroke, or are there other kinds? I mean, this isn't exactly just a one-size-fits-all, because everybody's a little bit different, and there are different kinds of strokes, are there not?
Yes, there are. You can have what we call a TIA, which is a stroke. It's a transient stroke. The symptoms may come. You may experience all these symptoms, and they may resolve. And then there are two different kinds of strokes. You can have an ischemic stroke, or you can have a hemorrhagic stroke. An ischemic stroke is when you have a blood clot in your brain, and a hemorrhagic stroke is when you have a bleed in your brain.
Hmm.
But even if you have a TIA, like a stroke, that symptoms that come and go, you still need to come to the hospital and have it checked out, because that could be a sign and symptom that you could be having a more serious stroke down the line.
And you don't sometimes have one. I mean, I know of people that have had multiples, so you might have several. You don't just have it once and it goes away, right?
No, you don't. And once you've had a stroke or a TIA, you're at a higher risk to have another stroke. So it's very important, if you have these symptoms, to come to the hospital and have us check you out.
When you talk about the different kinds of strokes, I don't know if you can really quantify this or not, but is there one that's worse than the other? You talk about the one where you have the clot in the brain, and then you also have what I know some people call brain bleeds. Which one's worse?
You know, that's a hard question to answer, because it just depends on how big the stroke is or how big the bleed is and where it's at in your brain. You know, you could have a small stroke or a small bleed, and you know, and your symptoms are livable afterwards. You know, you may not have that much residual effect from it. Or you could have a large stroke or a large bleed, and you have a lot of lasting disabilities. So, they are both very serious. It just depends on how much of the brain is affected and where the stroke is at in the brain.
When you talk about the different symptoms to kind of try to realize that there is a stroke, the different kinds that you mentioned here between the clots and the bleeds and that kind of stuff, are the symptoms the same for both of those, or are they maybe a little different?
No, the symptoms would be the same.
Okay, all right. Because I've heard, you know, that some folks that have, like, maybe the hemorrhagic, the brain bleed, you know, some of those can actually start with a pretty severe headache sometimes, too, before the rest of the symptoms kind of set in. That's what I've been told. You're the expert. I don't know. You tell me.
Yes, it's very true. You can just have a very serious headache. And we tell patients, if it's the worst headache that you've ever had in your life, you need to come to the ER and get checked out.
Well, and don't delay, right?
Don't delay. You know, there's the American Stroke Association has a new campaign out for stroke. It says overreact when it comes to stroke, and that isn't very important, because if you're having stroke symptoms, we need to see you within the ER within 3 to 4.5 hours of symptoms onset.
Wow, that's quick. Because, you know, I mean, some people are, I know I personally am kind of like this. I know a lot of people are. It's like, let me wait a while and see if it gets better. I hate to be a whiner. I don't want to go in if there's really nothing big going on, because they don't want to seem like a bother. But that's probably not the way you should be.
Exactly. You know, the quicker that you can come to ER, the more chance that you have of us being able to do life-saving treatment and brain-saving treatment. The longer it goes, the more brain tissue that's going to be involved, and the more severe the stroke will be. So, you know, please overreact if you have these symptoms. Call EMS, let them know you're having stroke symptoms, and come to the hospital immediately.
Well, so tell me a little bit, what exactly is a stroke? Now, we've talked about that, but, I mean, what does it really do?
A stroke, if you have a hemorrhagic stroke, you've had a vessel in your head that is bleeding into your brain.
Right.
Or if you've had an embolic stroke, you have had a blood clot that is preventing blood flow to your brain. Either way, both of those scenarios causes brain tissue to die. Hmm. And, you know, your neurons and your brain dies. It's like if you have a heart attack and you have heart damage, you know, you can't do as much.
Right.
It's the same with your brain.
Okay. Now, you said, you know, you need to get to the hospital within, what did you say, 3 hours, 3.5 hours?
3 hours.
3 hours. Okay. So what is it, what can you do? I mean, medical science has obviously made progress over the past umpteen years. Every day things get better in what you're able to do. But what is it you can do to help a stroke patient?
You know, that's exciting field in stroke, because there are so many more treatments that we can do now than we've ever been able to do in the past. You know, initially when you come to Union Hospital and you have stroke symptoms and we think that you may be having a stroke, we're going to do what we call a CT of your brain. And what we're doing with that CT, we're looking to see if you've had a bleed in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do treat stroke differently if you've had a bleed versus an embolic stroke, an ischemic stroke.
Right.
So if you're having this headache, you're having these fast symptoms with your face, arm, speech, come here, we're going to look and see if you have a bleed. And if you have a bleed, we're going to treat you a little bit different. But if you've not had a bleed and you're still displaying the symptoms, we can give you life-saving medication called TPA or Alteplase. It is an IV medication. Kind of think of it as a super clot buster. It's a blood thinner, and what it can do is dissolve that blood clot in your brain and let the blood flow to the area that's been affected. And the quicker we do that, the more brain tissue we can save.
Oh, wow. So it's kind of like Drano for your brain, basically. you're cleaning,
in a way.
You're cleaning out the clog, you know?
Right. Right. It's like, so it's kind of like super, like kind of like a super, yeah, you're right. It is a super blood thinner, and we can get rid of that clot, and you can get blood flow to the brain.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now,
right.
The fact that you can actually, how long has this been, how long has this treatment been around now?
It has been around for several years, but you're seeing it used more and more. You know, we've gotten better with it as a medical community, and we have better guidelines. The International Stroke Conference in 2018 changed the guidelines for treating stroke. So, and they have encouraged more TPA usage. It used to be that it was very limited patients that we could use it on, but with the research, they found that there is a much wider patient population that is safe to have TPA.
Hmm.
So we're seeing a lot of good results with it. We do it quite frequently here at Union, and we have some amazing stories to tell from giving it, and some, you know, patients that have had extremely good results.
Is a stroke like a one-time? I mean, I realize you could have multiple as the years go on, but is it like a quickie one-time 5-second event? Bang, you have it. It's done, and then it's treated. Or is it like isn't an ongoing process that can last for a while?
Well, what happens when that when you have an ischemic stroke and part of the brain is dying?
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while, you know, as the blood, because as the tissue is not getting oxygen, is not getting fed, it slowly dies in your brain. So if we can give this medication, we can save some of the tissue that would have been affected.
Right.
So we can reverse some of that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And well, save some brain function.
Of course, everybody's different. So, you know, exactly. as the little disclaimer goes, you know, your case may vary, all that kind of thing. So let's talk a little bit about after the fact. Okay, say we managed to get to you guys, but like, again, everybody's different. But what is recovery from stroke like? Now, first of all, we need to understand, and I'm sure you'll agree with me here, the severity of a stroke varies greatly from patient to patient and can be fatal or can be, you know, just very mild and you quickly recover. But what kind of recovery do people, what kind of treatment do they go for to try to recover from a stroke?
Okay, here at Union, we are very aggressive with our therapy. Our physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist see all of our patients within 24 hours of admission.
Oh, wow.
And they also see them twice a day, even on the weekends, holidays. You know, our stroke patients get a lot of physical therapy. That is the best thing that you can do for a stroke is look at the symptoms, see how they are affected, and work with therapy to make them stronger. Of course, there's also some medications that we put them on, usually something to lower their cholesterol and usually keep them on a blood thinner, manage their hypertension. All the symptoms of a stroke and keep working with therapy to strengthen them. We also have a medical rehab here at Union that many of our stroke patients go to, and they get intensive therapy after their hospitalization and gets them stronger, gets them back to their normal activities of daily living, and we work towards getting them home to have an active life again.
So let's talk about the physical therapy and relearning. What is recovery from a stroke when you take that kind of therapy? What's really going on there? Is it kind of like your head trying to learn a new way to do things again?
It kind of is. You know, sometimes we have to go back to the very beginning and teach them how to, the physical therapist strengthen those muscles and the affected limbs. And teach them how to walk again, maybe teach them how to use assistive devices. It may be that they're with a walker or they need a leg brace afterwards to offer some additional support. Our occupational therapists work with their hands to strengthen their hands so they can feed themselves and, you know, dress themselves. And our speech therapists will work with them on their swallowing. And sometimes speech is affected with a stroke and teach them how to speak again, how to strengthen the muscles in the throat and the tongue so they can learn how to communicate well again. You know, we just tailor the therapy to the symptoms.
And a lot of times the recovery from a stroke can depend on, I'm guessing here, what, your attitude as well as the severity of the stroke. Because some people actually make a pretty good recovery.
That is very true. I think that, you know, we have some people who are very motivated and work very hard after a stroke and really work with therapy. And you're right. I think a good attitude, no matter what your illness or whatever adversity you're facing in life, I think a good attitude helps you overcome, you know, and that determination that we have. And those patients do very well, you know. So I think a great attitude does go a long way.
Strokes don't just happen to old people either, right?
No, they don't. Unfortunately, we're seeing more and more young people. I have treated patients who've had strokes who are in their 20s.
Okay, now that would be a real wake-up call for a lot of folks. I'm guessing that it's not all just, you know, you're genetically predisposed to one. I mean, your lifestyle can play a big part in this.
Yes, it can. Lifestyle has a huge part in the stroke. You know, it is just like we tell everyone to eat a heart-healthy diet. That heart-healthy diet is good for your brain, too. You know, you want to have regular exercise. You want to reduce your cholesterol. You want to manage your blood pressure. Those things can really work towards preventing a stroke.
Mm. Now, I know, too, that, you know, there's when the damage is done, like I said, a lot of folks can really recover. Other folks, not so much. And when you're dealing with the brain here, that's one of the things, medical science is sure making progress, but there's still some limitations.
There are still limitations, and a lot of that has to do with the area of the brain that was affected, and the larger the stroke. If you have what we call the ischemic stroke in one of the large vessels in your brain, and it affects a whole lot more of your brain tissue, then you're going to have longer lasting disabilities from the stroke. If it is a smaller area, you may recover better. So It just really depends on how severe the stroke was and where it was at in your brain.
Beth Harrison's a stroke team lead up at Union Hospital, Union Health. Tell us, is there a place that we can go for to find out? Because obviously the time when you need to learn about strokes is not after you've had one. You probably want to learn a little bit. You want to learn a little bit, or at least be aware of what to look out for ahead of time. And like I said, if you've got a history in your family, you especially probably want to kind of brush up on your knowledge. Where do we go to learn more?
I'd really encourage you to start with your family physician. If you have that and have that conversation with your family physician to see if he feels that you're at risk for a stroke. And Union Health is also at many healthcare, many health fairs here in the community, and we do a lot of teaching at stroke during those health fairs. And we're also hosting a strikeout stroke event with the Terre Haute Rex baseball team on July the 5th. And we will have a lot of stroke information there for people.
Yeah, okay, all right. And again, this is something that's for all ages. It's not necessarily, this isn't just an old people thing. This is something for everybody.
This is very true. It is something for everybody. Everyone needs to know the symptoms of a stroke. And if they are having any of those symptoms, facial droop, arm weakness, numbness, tingling on the arm or on one side of the body, any kind of speech difficulty where they can't find the words, or they're confused, or their speech is garbled, and the T stands for time. They need to come to the hospital immediately and be checked out.
Beth Harrison is the stroke team lead for Union Hospital, Union Health. Appreciate you spending some time with us today, and that's everything you need to know about strokes. If you just kind of came in on the middle of the conversation, head to our website, look for the podcast there under Focus on Community, and you can listen to everything all back again. And we hope to see you again next week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.